Hi everyone, and welcome to Mima Says. I'm Mima. I'm a wife, mother, grandmother, and a great-grandmother. I'm a senior citizen over 60. And I decided to create my podcast to talk about issues of life. Mostly all the topics in my podcast I've been witness to or I've gone through them. So I am not talking about things that I've researched. And please be advised, this is only for entertainment purposes only. Today we're going to hit on a new topic, which is Know Thy Enemy. The profile of a pedophile. Just to be clear, I'm going to explain to you what is a pedophile. Well, a pedophile is usually a man, but also can be a woman who is sexually attracted to children who are prepubescent, have no hair on their bodies, or have developed breasts. Children who are extremely trusting and vulnerable, and they can form a relationship, earn these kids' trust, which will be terminated when the child reaches puberty. Now, who are pedophiles? A pedophile can be anyone. You can't tell a pedophile by their looks. They usually have a role in the family and are known to the family. He or she can be father, grandfather, brother, a religious leader, teacher, or neighbor next door. Some are married. Some are single. Some are professional, blue-collared workers, young or retired. So they come in all economic forms of life. Like I said before, a pedophile can be a man or woman. However, the overwhelming majority of pedophiles are males. Pedophiles usually seek out professions or activities that will bring them into contact with children. For example, such as coaches, teachers, scout leaders, youth church leaders, recreation program counselors, to name a few. Pedophiles invest and take their time cultivating a relationship between them and the child. And they will establish a long-term relationship with this child. They rarely force a child into sexual contact and choose children whose lives are significantly impacted by not having both parents, who come from economically deprived families and abusive relationships. They seek children that are hungry and starving for love and attention from their parents, that are neglected by their caretakers, their parents. The pedophile will attempt to step in as a parent figure and provide the child with attention and gifts. At times, the pedophile will form a close relation with the single parent in order to get close to their children. Once the child's life, they will seek opportunities to manipulate the child by using guilt, fear, and or bribery. The pedophile also, like I said, will shower the child with positive attention such as gifts and promises of trips to desirable places like amusement parks, a zoo, the beach, etc. This is called grooming. They will get the child to trust them so that the child could let down their guard. They will also gain the parent's trust in order to be alone with the kid. Some pedophiles have mental illnesses and are either heterosexual or homosexual men. I want to make this point. If you, the adult, as a child, was molested by a family member, and you leave your child in a home where that family member is still residing, because you say, well, it's been a long time since this person has molested me. And you're hoping, and you feel that they have stopped, you're wrong. You are putting a child at a great risk of being molested. Chances are that this person who molested you as a child is still molesting people and has gotten away with it because no one wants to get the government involved or get the child molester in trouble, because the child molester is a parent or grandparent, uncle, or a person that has close community ties, and they don't want to run the risk that the victim will be blamed or be ostracized. So if you were molested by your grandfather, uncle, cousin, and you want to leave your child where this person is, don't do it. Because in a lifetime, from what I understand, this child molester would have violated well over 200 kids and most likely has gotten away with it. Single parents, be very careful who you bring around your child and into your home. I understand you're a single mom, you've devoted your life and everything to your kids. You're exhausted. It would be great if you had an outside activity with a boyfriend, but don't do it. It could cause a lifetime of trauma. And if you want to meet someone, keep them away from the home for a while until you feel that your children are older and can actually articulate if they are molested by your boyfriend, what happened. And maybe they can protect themselves. In my opinion, pedophilia is incurable. No matter how much therapy or medication they receive, the urge to sexually abuse children will always be there. They can get castrated, that means their penis can get cut off. They can go into extensive psychotherapy. They can take drugs to give them erectile dysfunction, meaning never to get a hard on. But that urge is there still. How to protect your child? Well, I'm gonna go over a few preventive measures that can be taken to protect your child. Now, of course, supervise your child's activities and who they come in contact with. If you hear something from your kid that's a little off, take heed, because it may be off. Sometimes pedophiles use their children to lure in their friends so that the pedophile can molest them. When I was growing up, I never went to sleep in anybody's house until I was like 14. And that's only if there was a single parent and no brothers. And that was only one time in my life. Help your child to understand what is a good touch, bad touch. Help your child to identify and name their body parts. Let your child know never to be ashamed or embarrassed to tell mom or dad or someone they trust concerning an uncomfortable event. You have no idea, or maybe you do. Children are very intuitive. And when something's off, they're extremely uncomfortable, but they cannot put their finger on it. That's your job, to help them understand why they might be uncomfortable. Tell the child that they have a right to feel uncomfortable and help them understand what safe means. Don't make your child hug or kiss friends or relatives if they don't want to. Allow the child to have a say in who hugs them and who they hug. Trust the child's instincts about who they feel unsafe with. I'm Puerto Rican, so I was brought up to give the blessing, to get the blessing. So I have to ask for the blessing. So when I go up to a older person, bendición, give them a peck on the cheek, and they say, que Dios te bendiga. So being Hispanic, we encourage our children to do that. That's out. No, shake the hand is fine. And if they don't like it, tough. Children need to practice saying no, get away, and telling an adult. Be suspicious of an adult that seems to be interested in spending time with your child rather than spending time with you. If a relative molested you as an adult, now chances are that they are still doing it. And if you leave your child in the same home where the pedophile is, they will be in danger of being sexually attacked. Be very cautious about who you allow your child to be alone with. Let your child know that touching other people's private parts, it's not okay. Get to know the people and the home where your child plays. Develop a relationship that will allow your child to come to you for help or support themselves. Support for themselves. Listen and respect to your child's concern. Talk with your child about all aspects of their lives. If your child ever tells you about an incident of an abuse, listen, believe your child, because when it comes to being sexually molested, 99.9% of the time, they're telling the truth. Yeah, children tell stories, but rarely about being sexually abused. Answer your child's questions honestly, even if you are embarrassed. When my granddaughter is now 29 years old. When she was 7, 8 years old, I went with her, over with her scenarios. For example, there was a scenario that we lived in a cul-de-sac, and I would practice with her for a week straight. What happens if someone calls you over to the car? What happened if they got out of the car? What are you going to do? We practiced it, and she did exactly that. One day, a car approached the curbside. I went inside to get the phone, and she was sitting on her stoop. A car pulled up. Little girl, can you come here? The guy yelled from the car. She said, no, what do you want? I just want to ask you something, an address. I just want to know if you know how to get there. She got up from her stoop. She says, I'll get my grandmother. She can help you. She ran into the house. Thank you, Jesus, that she did that. Because when I came out, the car was gone. This was before cameras. Because you best believe that I would have followed up to find out what that person was doing in front of my house, insisting that my granddaughter approach the car. It could be something plain and simple. It could be what he said. He wanted an address. But why are you going to ask a 7-year-old girl where a location is? They lose their way to the bathroom sometimes. Why are you going to ask her? And if the offender is a family member, they must stop. They must be stopped. And the only way to do this is to involve the police. Your family, well, there's a good chance that they may shun you, ostracize you, but you have to protect your child and reveal the offender's identity. Most likely the family will not be surprised, since there is a good possibility that this person may have been molesting children for generations. Sexual abuse can affect children for the rest of their lives. If your child is a victim of sexual abuse, get them help. It could lead into depression as they grow up. It could lead to suicide. They can do things that are self-destructive, like self-harm, alcoholism, drug abuse, prostitution. That's my cat. The prognosis for healing after being sexually abused is better for children who are supported and believed when they disclose the abuse. You as a parent may be the one person who has the courage to report the abuse. In some instances, the police will be involved. There are units in the police department who have law enforcement personnel who are trained specifically to interview children. Children are not able to protect themselves. Therefore, it's up to adults, parents, family, guardian, and or caretakers to protect the child. The child has a right to feel and be safe. Now, how do you go about reporting a suspected child abuse? Well, you can call the Special Victims Squatter Unit where you live, or call the police department and ask them if they have a child protection unit. That person either will call you to their office or they'll come to your home. This is a professional that is highly trained in interviewing children. They will get as much information as they can out of their child. They'll talk to you, and then they'll make a determination with the district attorney's office if an arrest should take place. It's most likely it is. They will guide you to resources where your child can get therapy. If anyone feels that a child is being abused, the person should report the suspicions immediately, anytime, any day of the week, to the 800 child abuse numbers. Get as much detail as you can. The name, the ages, date of births, the offender's name, the address, and why you suspect it. Every state, like I said, has a child abuse hotline where abuse can be reported anonymously if it need be. And there, the information will be relayed to the proper agency or authorities, which are required to investigate the allegations within 24 hours. After making a report to the child abuse agency in the county, is responsible for actually making the determination of the child's condition. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we put these generational child molesters to task. It is time that they be held accountable. And if they live the rest of their life in jail for molesting 100 plus kids, you know what? Oh well. And if they don't want it, the family doesn't want to talk to you, you know what? Oh well. Why would you want to be associated with people who protect a child molester? Even if it's your father, mother, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, grandparents, hey, you're gonna have to look after your kid and what's best for your child. And that comes to my conclusion on my podcast, Know Thy Enemy. I want to give a shout out to my old neighborhood Dykeman in Washington Heights. Hey, Dykeman, what's going on? My kids had a great time being raised there, and I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, que Dios te bendiga. God bless. Take care. Until the next time, thank you for listening. And this is Mima Says.